and I used to enjoy certain types of sports. Rugby, not so keen on. It was a bit rough. Chess, yes, I like chess. Golf, yes, I like golf. I enjoyed boxing, but only when I was winning. So golf was more my sport. And so I used to play golf, and you know, I would be spend in the summer holidays, I'd spend all day on the golf course with our back garden backed onto the golf course. So from sun up to sundown, I'd be on the golf course, really. And so I was playing all the time and would play to a decent standard and be in the national championships. And in fact, I was the captain of a winning team for 2 years on the trot. We won the national junior championships, and I was very happy with that. And so, you know, I was really in golf. But one of the interesting things about golf is, and it's like life, is that you can be losing for part of the round. In golf, there's 18 holes, and you can have a bad start, and you can be down, and you can be, you know, really behind. And you see some people, when they're in that position, they would just give up. They would just, you know, lose heart and just quit. But some people would stick to it, and they'd fight. And it depends on the character of the individual what would happen, because sometimes I witnessed it where someone would start to fight and they'd start gaining ground. And even though they were down, they'd turn the match round. And because they had that tenacity, they would turn it around. And in the end, they'd end up winning the match when it looked as if it was all over and they were going to lose. But it was the character that they had to turn it around. And I was thinking about this week. I was thinking of the Lord Jesus this week. I was thinking about his character, thinking about, you know, what we could learn this Sunday. And my sense is that this Sunday, today, right now, the Lord wants to encourage everyone in this place very much. And I want to take us to the scriptures for that encouragement. Turn with me, please, to Matthew 26. We've just taken communion. We're going to Matthew 26, and we're going to read from verse 26. And this gives us an insight into this wonderful Savior that we have. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Now Jesus is preparing for what's going to happen. He knows what's going to happen. And just imagine what he does next. Verse 30, "And when they had sung a hymn..." He went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. This is very interesting because I think this applies to you and me. And I believe that the Lord wants us to take encouragement from this. Great encouragement. Because the truth be known, human beings are very weak at times. Now, it's not a negative confession, or it's not me being pessimistic or anything. Just the truth is that we make mistakes. And if we're honest, we recognize that we do make mistakes and we get it wrong and we mess up. But the remarkable, staggering thing about Jesus, the thing that brings me to tears about my Lord, is that even when we mess up, even when Peter, who I can relate to, I think he was a fiery man, and I think he was there passionately saying, "Even if I have to die, I won't deny you." And Jesus says to him, "Well, listen, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me, not once, but three times." And all of the other disciples. And I think for us, we need to get a very clear picture of the Jesus that we serve, because he's called us to be like him. And the clear picture that I get from this is this, that even though Jesus knew that they were going to mess up, even though Jesus knew that they were going to betray him, even though he was with them, having fellowship with them, they'd been with him for 3.5 years. They'd spent time with him. They'd seen Jesus. I mean, Jesus of Nazareth. They'd been with him. They'd left their work for him. They left their work, they follow him, they see him change all sorts of things. They see him heal people. They see him do remarkable things. And when the crunch came, they got fearful and they denied him. But Jesus, now picture this, Jesus knew that that's what they were going to do. He knew that that's what they were going to do. And he doesn't say to them, "You're not worthy to be called my followers. You're useless lot. You're not worthy. You're useless. You're a bunch of failures. I picked the wrong 12. I should have hung out with a different group for those 3.5 years. What was I thinking? Look at the time now, and just in a few hours, you're going to deny me like this? After all I've done? After all you've seen me do, don't you know? And yet you're going to deny me quick like that? The 12 of you? You betrayed me." That's not his attitude. What a savior. Even though he knows what they're going to do, his attitude is that "I'll meet you in Galilee." He says Galilee because that's where they started their ministry. So he's saying, I'll meet you in the place where I first met you. And we're going to start again. We're going to start afresh. I'm going to forgive you of everything that you're going to do. I know that you're weak. I know that you're going to mess up. It's okay. I'm going to meet you in Galilee, and everything's going to be okay. We're going to start again. And the truth is, this morning, there's people sitting down here who've had dreams, and you've messed up. And you know that God has spoken to you to do something. You haven't done it. Well, let me say this. Jesus isn't pointing the finger at you and saying you're a mess up. I'm finished. You know, you just messed up too often. That's not Jesus. Jesus says you had. I called you to do something. You didn't do it. It's okay. I'm going to help you. If you let me, you decide, and I'm here for you. And I'll pick you up, and we're going to start again. And just like he took them to Galilee to start again, he'll take you to that place, and you start again. Because today is the first day of the rest of your life. And Jesus is the King of new beginnings. Amen. So it doesn't matter how you've messed up. Jesus doesn't define anyone by how they messed up. We've all messed up. Amen. That's why we have Jesus as our beautiful Savior. He doesn't define us by our mess ups. He defines us by our ability to turn to him and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I want to start again with you, Lord Jesus. Have your way in my life. Please, Lord, have your way in my life. Take over, Lord. Take the reins of my life. Help me. Help me to be all that you call me to be. I want to fulfill the tasks that you had me to do. I know that you called me. I know that you called me to do things in the kingdom. I know that you've called me to do certain things. Lord, I'm not gonna look at those failures. You know, the enemy will try and get us looking at the failures. The enemy, the accuser of the saints, tries to beat us down and say, look, you messed up. Look what you did. You messed up. You messed up there. Look what you did. You messed it all up. You failed. That's what the enemy does. And we're in a spiritual warfare. Brothers and sisters, we are in a spiritual warfare. We are in a fight. The Bible makes it clear. And this is a fight, and the enemy is serious. But praise God, we serve the victor. Hallelujah. Victory is ours. And we just have to let that victory flourish in our lives. We do it by resisting the enemy. We resist him. We know what his schemes are. We resist those schemes. And instead of yielding to those accusations and those things and those mess ups, what we do is we say, no, I'm not going to let the enemy have his way. I'm not going to listen to him and his accusations or anything else. I am following Jesus, and I have been washed in his blood. I'm clean. A new day is before me. My best is yet to come. I know that, and that is the truth. You know, we go from faith to faith. If our best wasn't to come, then we wouldn't be going from faith to faith. It's from faith to faith. We're growing in the things of God. And so our best is genuinely yet to come. And even death itself. What's death? We don't die. Christians don't die. We just go straight up to be with him. Hallelujah. And Paul said, listen, if I leave this place, it's better for me. But if I stay, it's better for you. So, you know, he knew he had a work to do. But that was the reality that Paul had. And that's the reality for us. So we win. Whatever happens, we win. We're on the victory side. And Jesus is saying to us, now, come on. I've got work for you to do. I've got work for you to do. Now, let's get on with it here on planet Earth. And that's why he told them, listen, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And how does he do it? He doesn't do it through, you know, sending the angels. He calls us, in fact, to send the angels. We've looked at that in Hebrews. And he says to us, listen, you're my mouthpiece, you're my hands, you're my feet, you're my body on earth. Now listen, body, you start now, you work together, you encourage one another, you work together, you support one another, you follow me, follow my example. So you think of it, we're following Jesus' example. How can I be harsh? Let's say there's an imaginary person. Say this person, he's done something to me, he's upset me, he's been vicious, he's been wrong, he's been thing. In myself, I want to be angry, I want to be thing. What have I got to do if I'm following Jesus? If he's wants a new start, we're going to start new. I'm going to hold no grudges. I'm going to love him. My charge in Jesus is to love this person. I will not define him by his mistakes. We should never define one another by mistakes. We should be generous towards one another, loving towards one another, encouraging towards one another, building one another up in our most holy faith, building one another up. Let me say this. God has got plans for the people in this place. And I sense strongly as I was preparing for this service that there's several people here who have had dreams crushed and shattered. And like I've shared on the golf course, you know, some people give up. They just give up and then they lose. But, you know, if we decide, you know, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I may have lost my way a little bit. I may have forgotten to remember, but you know what? Today is the first day of the rest of my life. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to say today, yes, Lord Jesus, yes. I want your way. I want your victory in my life. And I submit myself to you today and a fresh revelation of this new start. A new start for me today, please, Lord Jesus. Let it be a new start so that we go to him with an expectation that all those things that he called us to do, we're going to do. Amen? Amen. God's got great plans. Amen. And he just wants us to be willing, to be open, to live like him, not being harsh, not being critical one another, being generous to one another, being loving to one another. As the New Testament says, you know, it's considering one another more than ourselves, you know. It's a tremendous way to live, isn't it? Bit of that generosity. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. You know, I don't even want to say anything else. I just want us to respond to the Lord. Let's just have a worship team come up and as they lead us. Let's respond. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just all stand, shall we? Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus,
let us pray.
Jesus. Jesus, we worship you.
And I know that there are angels all around.
We worship you, Lord.
Let us
praise his name. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
now. Soft, because I want to say this. Listen, if you are someone who God is speaking to this morning and you know that he's called you to do certain things in your life, and perhaps you haven't, you've been discouraged, you've sort of given up, possibly you've just stopped dreaming those dreams that God gave you. And you once felt, when you were new to the faith, when you were an excited young Christian, you felt all sorts of things God was calling you for. And now you've just gone used to not having those things. You've let those desires they've just faded away, really. They've just faded away in your life. Well, let me tell you something. The Lord of Resurrection is here this morning. And he wants to resurrect those dreams that he put in you. The call of God for your life, for you to do exploits for Jesus. The call of God on your life. The great things that God has in store for you. Listen, you may have given up. He hasn't given up on them. He didn't give up on them. He hasn't given up at all on them. He says to you this morning, he says, now you listen. You listen now. Those dreams, those things that I put in you, it's time for them to come back to life. His resurrection power is here for us to do that. Listen, you respond this morning to Jesus. And it may be a prayer life, an intercessory prayer life that he called you for. It may be evangelism. It may be you had a desire to be involved in pastoral work or all sorts of things. It may have been. Let me say this morning, he's calling you. He's saying, come on, you. I haven't given up on you. It's time for you to stand up again. And it's time for you to come out. I'm with you. And not only is he with you, you know, he goes before you. He said to those disciples, I'll go before you. I'll meet you in Galilee. I'll be there before you even get there. I'll be there before you. He'll meet you there. He knows where he's going to send you. He knows where he wants you to go. He's going to meet you there. So this morning, respond to him. And say, yes, Lord Jesus. All those things, I don't know how, I don't need to work the details out. I'm just going to say yes to you, Lord Jesus. And if that's you this morning, you respond to him now. You respond to him. You can come down to the front if you want. You stay where you are. But just respond to God this morning. And let him know that today is the beginning of the rest of your life. And from this moment on, you're saying yes to the call of God. That call of God is being resurrected this morning. Those dreams that God put in you are being resurrected this morning. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.